It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
With us now is Charlie Hurt, opinion editor at the Washington Times and a Fox News contributor, and he will be guest co-hosting Fox and Friends tomorrow on the news channel. That's 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. FNC, I'll be doing the same thing on Friday.
See, great to see you. They have me come in to set the bar really low for you so that when you come in,
it's, you guys have to clear the Charlie Hurt bar.
Right. Yeah, and it's like you don't even have to like lift your foot up to clear that bar.
Are you a morning person?
No, I'm not a morning person.
Me neither. It is. That alarm clock is rough on that show.
Yeah, and then like last night, I was like, you know, I'm going to go to bed. I went to bed at like 8:30. And then some garbage truck decided to like clear out the alleyway outside my hotel room at 1:30. And so I've been up since 1:30. So I got a good solid 3 hours, really good 3 hours.
You couldn't get back to sleep?
No, because then I just started like, you know, you start reading the news. And these days the news is so amazing. You don't just like dip in and then dip out. You get into it and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, you're ensconced.
Yeah. It's like, all right, I mean, it's a good time to be alive if you're in the news business.
That's true. I'm amazed that you even went to bed as early as you did, because I'm such a night owl. The earliest I can get to sleep is maybe 10, and you get 5 hours of sleep, something like that. But it's for a great cause, which is Fox and Friends. That's we'll see you there tomorrow morning. I'll be there on Friday. All right, Charlie. So I want to play a few things for you. Some sound bites of our president, Joseph R. Biden, who's been on a real spree of certain comments and flubs and mistakes. And we'll start actually with the latest installment of a little segment that we've begun recently.
And now time for Grandpa's Stories.
Get ready, pal.
So most recently we were talking about poor Uncle Bosie, who was eaten by cannibals, according to President Biden, and that didn't happen. It was a lie. We also had this one in Florida yesterday when he was down there for his abortion rally. There was this claim from Joe Biden in cut two.
I tell you what, and by the way, is that right?
The only reason I have a pension is because of you.
Well, we did get that done. Anyway. Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler.
I used to drive an 18-wheeler. This is another one of the grandpa stories that he's told. It's been looked into.
Yeah.
It isn't true, Charlie. And this now, this montage could go forever, but just an example. Here's a cut four of just some of the lowlights.
Anyway, besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. My uncle Bosie Ambrose J. Finnegan, he flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
I, like an awful lot of people in this audience, was the first in my family to go to college. I had traveled 1,200,000 miles on Air Force planes. You know how many miles you traveled on Amtrak? And I said, no, he said, 1,000,000. Ground Zero, New York. And I remember standing there the next day and looking at the building. I felt like I was looking through the gates of hell. It looked so devastating.
So we could go on and on. Those are just some examples, Charlie. He just makes things up constantly about his life.
Well, first of all, I have to defend the guy on the truck driver thing.
Okay.
I mean, if you're going to fantasize about something you did in life, that's a pretty awesome one.
Yeah, that's fine. But I did the thing, when you were a kid, when you're in the car and you pass an 18-wheeler tractor trailer and you do the horn honk gesture, I did that. I would not then turn that into I was the driver.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, the bar is set low here. But if you're going to fantasize about something, fantasizing about driving a big rig, that's pretty awesome. But, I mean, it's incredible.
He didn't do it.
Of course he didn't. But that's the whole point. That's the fun of being in a fantasy, living in a fantasy. But the problem is, it's a reminder that, you know, this guy got bounced out of, what, 3 presidential runs mm-hmm. in his lifetime? Because of this.
Plagiarism.
making stuff up.
Yeah.
And like commit, and it is a gift for a politician to be so committed to lying that you can be corrected. It doesn't matter how many times you've been corrected.
Right.
You just keep lying.
Yeah.
Just keep going. And eventually you too can be leader of the free world.
Here's another one. The bridge collapsed in Baltimore, and then he made it about himself and cut 40.
I've been over that bridge a lot. I commuted every day for 36 years as a U.S. senator when my wife and daughter were killed, and I commute back and forth to be with my boys. And I'm over that area in Baltimore Harbor.
And he said he did it on the train, which he didn't because there aren't train tracks on the bridge. He talked about his wife and daughter being killed. That is true, horribly. But he also lied about that, accusing the other person of being a drunk driver, which
was the victim in the accident of being a drunk driver.
Yeah.
And that guy went to his deathbed having those accusations.
Yep.
And his family, it still grieves about it. You know, this is the most disgusting part about Joe Biden. And Joe Biden gets this sort of credit for being like this crazy old grandpa that doesn't know where he is.
Avuncular.
Yeah. But he's actually a really nasty human. And the idea that you're going to sit here and take a horrible accident like the bridge collapse or people's deaths or the loss of military personnel overseas and then make it all about you. It's disgusting. It's mm-hmm. gross. That's not only is that not a healthy person, that's a really bad person. And it amazes me that, and people in the press know better than this. I mean, he was never taken seriously on Capitol Hill. I used to cover him on the Judiciary Committee and Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate. He was a ridiculous person, and nobody took him seriously up there because he would make stuff up all the time. But he's also like the idea that the press like presents him as this nice guy who just like gets things wrong. No, he's not. Somebody who takes tragedies and insists upon making it all about himself, that's a gross person.
It is. And on the Uncle Bozy ordeal and the cannibalism, I actually missed this. I hadn't seen the clip until yesterday where our colleague Peter Ducey asked about it at the press conference like the next day. And he was asking, why would Biden say that false thing about his uncle being eaten by fellow humans in not Borneo, but New Guinea? And Peter just said, that's for Uncle Bozy. That's a tough way to go. Something like that. And Karine Jean-Pierre actually scolded him for making it. It's not funny. Don't make a joke about it. The president takes this very seriously. No, he doesn't. If he took his uncle's death seriously, he wouldn't lie about it.
Right.
And exactly. Bring in the cannibals. Who did anything to the cannibals?
Or for that matter, I mean, I hate to say this because it's really ugly, but you know... He does this with his own son's death as well.
Yep.
Where, and it's like, I'm sorry. Could you imagine like wrangling your son's death around to make political points and then getting the details wrong repeatedly?
Like the country.
Yeah.
Where he died, the circumstances
exactly.
of the death. And then he couldn't remember it in the special counsel testimony. And then they said that was a lie.
And then claimed special counsel brought it up.
Right.
When they didn't bring it up.
He brought it up. As he always does.
Yeah. And again, that's not the sign of, I mean, he is a troubled, addled, lost guy, but he's not a sweet old man. It's really gross. And I feel like he does a good job of acting like a doddering sweet old man, but anybody who's paying attention, if the press should not should be able to see through that, and I know that they know it.
They do, but they're just rooting for him. They want him to win, so that it just kind of gets swept.
He always wound up getting quoted in stories because, like, you're on deadline on Capitol Hill. You've got a story, and it's about something that some committee he's on, and you just need that quote, right? And so you're like
Biden will talk.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, Mikey likes it. You can get Biden to say anything. So you'd catch him in the hallway, and sure enough, he'll stop, he'll talk, and he'll give you whatever quote you need to wrap up your story. And then inevitably, he winds up being like one of the first top two quotes, but this is back when people actually read newspapers. Nobody, mm-hmm. which of course, I don't. Does anybody even know what a newspaper is anymore?
Vaguely familiar. So I want to play, Charlie, a few more sound bites for you. This one was a couple weeks ago. We had a little bit of fun with it. Technically, I agree with him, but he didn't mean it this way. Cut 39.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy?
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Actually, yes, we're a republic for a reason. Freedom is what matters more than democracy itself, but that's not what he meant to say as the Democracy Party. So
the only time you get something wrong, it's always by accident.
He got it right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like he slipped into
it. What was the quote about how many times does Trump have to prove?
Well, here it is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, this is you're setting it up perfectly. This was in Florida yesterday. And here's what's amazing, by the way. One of the events in Florida, in Tampa, it wasn't me. It was a Politico reporter who took a photo. It's like, it looked like maybe three dozen people in the room. He said, this has all the energy of a Tampa council city race, like city council seat race. That's how many people were there for Joe Biden in Tampa. At his big abortion speech, though, he had this to say, and it's hilarious. This screw up, cut one.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
And the crowd laughs because they can't help. It's an awkward laugh. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted? And I could just make that a Trump ad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here, play it one more time. Cut one.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
And you could just, on the screen, you could run that over and over again with a list of every court case, bogus court case that's been brought against Donald Trump as it sort of goes down the screen, reminding people that this is why we cannot be trusted. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I'm Donald Trump, and I totally approve this tremendous message from Sleepy Joe.
I'm always impressed with you have a good Trump.
I have
the world's worst Trump impression because it's actually just me getting excited because I love whatever he says and I'm just like, this is so great.
You really do.
But you actually have it's like a good studied
impression to some extent.
I know who it is.
Right, there we go. There's others who are much better, but people get the gist of where I'm going. So I just want to transition to the court cases that you just mentioned. This New York case is happening, and I know that some of our competitors in cable news just cannot get enough of it. And they're breaking down every single syllable of testimony. Nothing's really happening. We had Annie McCarthy here, and people know, I'm not a big Trump fan here, but these are misdemeanors at worst from years ago that have expired, that have lapsed, that this guy took a theory of the case that multiple other prosecutors had rejected and decided to go for it anyway and transformed hush money. It's a bad sordid situation, hush money to this porn star. Turned that into...
Nothing new, by the way.
Dozens of felony charges.
Yeah.
And they're like breathlessly, like panting. They can't get enough of it. Is it moving the needle at all?
No, because of course the sordid nature of all of it is it goes right over people's heads. They already know all of this. Mm-hmm. There's nothing new there. But every night I'll flip over for about 15, 20 minutes and I'll hit some of the other channels and I'll watch how they cover this stuff. And it's like, their viewers are going to be so disappointed when they find out that signing an NDA with somebody is not a campaign violation. It's not a felony. They're going to be so disappointed. And quite frankly, I think that this is part of a larger scam by Democrats who are pissed off because they feel like they've lost the courts, and which was the only way they got some of their crazier stuff in on the books, and they want to discredit the courts. And so the best way to discredit the courts on both sides is to do stuff like this and have because conservatives or Republicans look at this and they're like, how do you have a prosecutor doing this? This is evil. This is using the court system for political purposes. And then when things work out the way they're supposed to work and the cases fall apart, Democrats are going to look at that and say, how did this happen? It's rigged because he didn't get convicted.
How is he above the law? Yeah. Here's my fear in this. Without a strong dog in the fight, I see this as totally political, this case, 100% political. Because it's a New York City jury with a judge who's literally a Biden donor. I mean, my gosh, he's a Biden donor judge running the case. That combination, they're going to convince, quite possibly, this jury to convict Trump. I think it probably doesn't survive down the line, scrutiny right. and appeal, but they don't care about that.
Oh, and, but that'll
if Trump gets off in 2025 or 2026 on appeal, if it serves the purpose of the brand, convicted felon, that's all they care about.
But here's the thing, and you do have a dog in this fight, and I get it. There, and even voters who don't particularly like Trump, they have a dog in this fight. Because if Democrats are allowed to win this way, they will never run an election any other way. This is the way they'll run elections.
New blueprint.
Yeah. I think they're good. When have Democrats ever exercised power and then stepped back away from the precipice if it worked? The only time they ever back down is when
It blows up in their face.
Right. It blows up in their face. But even then, like the nuclear option.
Yeah.
That blew up in their face, and they were like, "Screw it! It almost worked." And they run for the
and they want to do more nuclear yeah. options. So, all right, we'll leave that conversation there for now. Charlie Hurt here in studio with us. He's the opinion editor over at the Washington Times, a Fox News contributor. And I think Charlie, you have to go back to the hotel and go to sleep right now.
Yeah, exactly.
For Fox and
my
Friends.
My bedtime is about 5:30.
All right. Well, sleep very well. We'll see you on Fox and Friends 6 a.m. bright and early tomorrow morning. Charlie, thanks for dropping by.
Great to see you.
We'll be right back. It's the Guy Benson Show. Keep it right here.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, in these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.